Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we discuss pancreatic cancer. Steve Jobs, Aretha Franklin, Patrick Swayze, and Alan Rickman are just a few of the recognizable names who succumbed to the illness of pancreatic cancer. Although not among the most commonly occurring cancers in Jamaica, which are prostate, colon, and breast cancers, pancreatic cancer is still fairly common. Consultant medical oncologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Sheree Chin, explains what the pancreas does in the body.
So the pancreas is an organ situated in the upper abdomen or upper belly that's important for several functions. It produces hormones, the most well-known of which is insulin, which is what controls our glucose or sugar levels. It can be affected, for example, in diabetes. It also produces some enzymes which help with digestion of fats and other substances.
Pancreatic cancer may develop based on lifestyle choices or through genetics and is more popular in persons above the age of 50 or 60.
The risk factors for pancreatic cancer include heavy alcohol intake as well as cigarette smoking. But to be honest, a lot of patients who develop pancreatic cancer may not have any obvious risk factors. There is also some hereditary or genetic risk that's associated with high-risk genes. So there may be a family history of not necessarily pancreas cancer, other cancers which are related.
Symptoms of pancreatic cancer are also variable, which often result in the disease being diagnosed late in patients. In fact, persons can be living with pancreatic cancer for a while until the disease becomes advanced, and that's when symptoms begin to show.
Because of the duct that goes through the pancreas, if there's blockage, the patient may present with jaundice or yellowing of the eyes, as well as pale stools and dark urine. Depending on the type of pancreatic cancer and where it's affected, if the hormones are affected, the patient may develop sudden onset high blood glucose levels or low blood glucose levels. The other way it can present is with pain. So patients who have pain in the upper abdomen or back that is persistent and severe need to be investigated as well.
There are two types of pancreatic cancer. The first is the more popular and aggressive type, called pancreatic adenocarcinoma. Treatment may require surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. The other, less common type, arises from the endocrine or hormone-producing parts of the pancreatic glands. These tumors grow more slowly and require targeted treatment, which can be very expensive.
But generally, it depends on the stage. If the patient can be resected, the pancreas or part of it can be removed, then that's what we do, and then give some chemotherapy afterwards. If the patient has an advanced cancer, which is close to the blood vessel, for example, or has spread to other organs, we have to give chemotherapy or targeted therapy.
Consultant medical oncologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Sheree Chin. Dr. Chin also says it's important for persons to know that not all cases of pancreas cancer are the same, making treatment different for each case.
There's no worldwide screening that's effective in detecting pancreatic cancer early. There are some blood tests that we can use called tumor markers if we suspect that the patient may have pancreas cancer and has imaging such as CT scan or CAT scan or other tests which show a mass in the pancreas. If a patient or his or her family is suspected of having a high-risk gene for pancreas cancer, then we can follow closely with regular clinical assessment.
If detected early, pancreatic cancer can be cured with the appropriate treatment to eradicate cancer cells and to prevent regrowth. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio at gis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at GIS News, Instagram at GIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more. And until then, please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.